I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated.
That was the hit single that propelled the band Garbage and its pink-haired frontwoman Shirley Manson to the top of the alt music charts back in 1995. After that, it was a wild ride. They sold millions of albums, packed huge stadiums, they toured all the time, all over the world. Things were going well until they weren't. The band decided to take a break.
We were really under a lot of stress from our record label to change our music because our music had suddenly found itself out of vogue, and they wanted us basically to try and appeal to pop radio in order to maintain our success.
When the group finally got back together, they decided to do things their own way. Their newest album is called Strange Little Birds.
We're not everybody's cup of tea, you know, and we certainly don't make music that's necessarily in vogue right now, but we make music that I think resonates with a lot of people who also feel a little on the outskirts and don't necessarily want to listen to the most popular mainstream sounds of the day.
Shirley Manson feels pretty good about that. She's turning 50 next month, and she has a new level of confidence about who she is and the music she makes.
When I first started out, I didn't even think of myself as an artist. I just thought of myself as a lucky girl that got a lucky break. And, you know, I mean, I'm not being funny. I really, really didn't think about myself in any creative way whatsoever. It took me a long time, arguably a decade or more, before I thought, actually, I am a musician and I need to make music in order to be happy. And once I figured that out, I realized that I was a creative artist, and that changed the way I approached making music. And it changed my intent, I guess, for want of a better word.
I've been feeling so frustrated. I'll never be as great as I want to be. Everyone that I run into, the ones you always seem so into, what's wrong with me?
You did suffer from confidence issues when you were younger. Was it just time and age and the wisdom that comes with living some years and doing a thing for a lot of years that has remedied that?
Yeah, I mean, I still have moments of self-doubt for sure. I mean, I think any intelligent person has moments of thinking, am I right here? Am I wrong? You know, am I good at this? Am I bad at this? Am I a good wife? Am I a poor friend? And, you know, I think you have to question yourself all throughout your lifetime. You have to have checks and balances, and so I think it's healthy actually to have a little self-doubt. But certainly when I was younger, it was incredibly destructive. I've had very little confidence in myself, and I compared myself to others all the time. Other women that I felt, you know, were more talented than I was, more beautiful, thinner, you know, faster, I don't know. There was a million people that I would measure up against and feel that I fell short. And then as I've gotten older, I guess, you know, you do the work and you start to realise, actually, I'm pretty good at this. And when you have a skill set, that breeds confidence, yeah? And, yeah, I just think you do something long enough and sooner or later, unless you're really, really wayward, you'll get better at it. And yeah, I always say that to young people, is just do the work. Hmm. Don't worry about being successful. Don't worry about being famous. Just do the work. And sooner or later, something unexpected will happen that will blow your world apart into something magical.
There's some looking back in that song.
Just a little bit.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like to be starting now, to be a young female artist today, and how you would fit into that world?
I think about that all the time. Not even just about being a female artist in any way. I just think about being a young woman right now is really complex, and I'm so grateful that I am not growing up right now. I think young women are really being fed a lot of very strange messages that are very confusing, and I would really cause, I think, a lot of dismay in me if I was growing up right now.
Hmm. Does it feel in some ways a relief to just be at a point in your life where you don't have to give a damn about some of this stuff?
I do give a damn, though. I give a damn more than ever. Like, I don't know why. I think it's maybe because my sister, I don't have children, but my sister had a young girl, a baby girl, and she's growing up. She's now six. Mm. And I have become like a crazy, like, tigress over female rights and young women. I want women, young women, to have the same opportunities as their male counterparts. And until they do, all over the world, I just don't feel like I can rest. I feel like I've got fire in my belly. I want to be maternal and protective and help as many young women out there to really inhabit their own power in ways that will not be damaging to them when they get older.
Shirley Manson of the band Garbage. Their new album is called Strange Little Birds. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.